Genre. A fable is a story that teaches a lesson or moral. What moral does this story teach? A Kite for Sue He by Christy Walker. Illustrated by Guadalupe Pacheco. Question of the week. What can we learn by trading with one another? Long ago, there was a young girl named Sue He. Sue He lived in a quiet city in Korea with her mother. They owned a small shop and sold sweet rice cakes filled with honey and walnuts. They lived a very simple and happy life there, but Sue He often dreamed of doing something else. Every summer, the city held a kite festival. This was Sue He's favorite time of the year. Sue He loved to chase the colorful kites that soared high above the rooftops, often straying from her mother to try to catch them. She hoped that someday she would make a kite of her own. One summer morning, Sue He helped her mother at the shop. Usually, Sue He loved to make rice cakes, but all she could think about was making a kite for the festival. Sue He's mother was very worried. "Daughter, are you feeling well today?" Sue He sighed. "Oh, mother, I want to make a kite to fly at the festival tomorrow. That would make me so happy." Sue He's mother sighed. "Sue He, it is very expensive to make a kite. We do not have enough money. But we have plenty of rice cakes," said Sue He. "Perhaps I can trade for the things I need." Sue He gathered her finest rice cakes into her pouch and walked to the busy marketplace. Sue He went to the paper merchant first. "Uncle, I need a sturdy sheet of paper for my kite. In return, I'll give you these rice cakes." The paper merchant scratched his head. "I'm sorry, but they are not enough, and I am too busy." Sue He's heart sank, but soon enough, she had an idea. "Maybe I can help you." So Sue He helped fold delicate paper fans, and the grateful paper merchant gave her his best sheet of paper. Next, Sue He visited the carpenter. "Uncle, I need 5 strong bamboo sticks for my kite. In return, I'll give you these rice cakes." The carpenter wiped his brow. "I'm sorry, but they are not enough, and I have too much work to do." "Maybe I can help you," said Sue He. So Sue He helped the grateful carpenter, and he gave her his 5 strongest bamboo sticks. Sue He went to the dressmaker next. "Auntie, I need a long piece of thread for my kite. In return, I'll give you these rice cakes." The dressmaker shook her head. "I'm sorry, but they are not enough, and I am overworked." "Maybe I can help you," said Sue He. So Sue He helped the grateful dressmaker, and she gave her the finest thread in her shop. Finally, Sue He visited the carpet maker. "Auntie, I need some of your fine dyes to paint my kite with. In return, I'll give you these rice cakes." The old woman shook her head. "I'm sorry, but they are not enough." "Maybe I can help you," said Sue He.
"No, I have no work for you. My shop is not very busy. Most days, I am alone."
This made Sue He very sad. "Auntie, you are not alone now. Let's have tea together and share these rice cakes." Sue He and the carpet maker sat together, having tea and rice cakes. The carpet maker shared her knowledge of old Korean folk tales. She gave Sue He her most beautiful dyes of red, blue, and yellow. Soo-hee made a splendid kite when she returned home, but it did not make her happy. "Mother," she said, "I thought that having a beautiful kite would make me happy, but I was happiest when I was helping my neighbors today." Just then, there was a knock on the door. Outside, Soo-hee and her mother found the paper merchant, the carpenter, the dressmaker, and the carpet maker. "We came to see your beautiful kite," said the carpet maker, "and to thank you again for your help. Today, you gave each of us the greatest gift of all, your kindness." The next day, Soo-hee brought her kite to the festival, and all of her new friends came to watch it fly for the first time. Soo-hee's kite flew the highest of them all.